Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The charges are the same. The accusations a little narrower. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump in the former president's efforts to undo the 2020 election.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filing a new indictment against former President Donald Trump for its efforts to overturn the 2020 election, a direct response to the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. That ruling granting president sweeping immunity for virtually all official acts of the executive branch.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. The first person to breach the Capitol during the January 6th attack has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Michael Sparks entered through a broken window. The CDC says a New Hampshire resident has died from Eastern Equine Encephalitis, the state's first death of that kind in a decade. The IDF says it's rescued a hostage, an Israeli Arab, after 326 days in captivity. This is ABC News. Animal control officers in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, are on the hunt for a water buffalo that escaped from its owner over the weekend while loading it for slaughter.
The water buffalo still on the lam. There have been multiple sightings, but no luck in nabbing the large animal. Some residents hoping the water buffalo is okay, and others, like Don McSweeney, still in disbelief this is happening in her town.
What? I mean, I was like, really? A water buffalo? At first I thought, you're confused.
Police are warning that the water buffalo is not friendly and say it has shown aggressive behavior and should not be approached. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
British rock phenomenon Oasis is going to be hitting the road after a 15-year hiatus, playing a set of shows in the UK next summer. Seems the brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher, who had that public falling out that led to the band's initial breakup in 2009, have patched things up. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high-low 80s. Currently at 68.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a woman who spoke at the Democratic convention talks about the progress finally being made to remove lead water pipes in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. There's comedy happening right now in Door County. If you want to zip over to the Firehouse Comedy Club and check it out. It was fun to talk to Asher. Our question tonight is, what is the most foul stench that you have ever experienced or that you're scared of? Whatever it is, text us and let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know. We've had some really... If it were a contest, Sherry would win because she offered like three horrible smells.
Yes.
And they're all bad. But the snake one was interesting that Terry shared. That I didn't even know what that was. That's a bad one. So you said earlier the Packers made their final cuts due today, right?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Okay.
They cut the two quarterbacks that were competing for the quarterback two job, they cut both.
Really?
They cut Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt.
Okay.
So now they traded a seventh round next year for Malik Willis, who was on the Titans. He was pretty high prospect.
I remember him. Yeah. From Liberty University, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, he didn't turn out to what they said he was going to be, but I guess we'll see how he does on the
got some traits, though.
Yeah.
Do they think he'll be the number two?
There's no way he'll be number one.
Well, how funny would that be?
We only have two quarterbacks now.
Do you think that would ever happen in the NFL? Like a guy signs the biggest contract in history, and that'll only last until another guy signs. But then this guy comes into camp and legitimately beats him out, making the league minimum.
Well, I would say Tom Brady did that.
Yeah.
Kind of,
you're right. Or Brock Purdy?
Well, that was Jimmy Garoppolo. He sucked.
And he got injured, right?
Yeah, he didn't even get the best contract.
I almost think when you have a quarterback. Yeah, go ahead.
But Drew Bledsoe, I mean, he showed that he was a good quarterback. And he just, I mean, he got hurt, I believe. That was it.
Saw the field after that.
Yeah, never saw the field again.
Because with a guy like Garoppolo, you're like in no man's land. You almost don't want a guy. He might do just enough to get you to the playoffs, but he's going to break your heart.
Well, he hasn't shown that he can even make to the playoffs in the last 4 years.
Maybe the last time he was, but he went to a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah. He what was that against the Chiefs?
Yeah, but you know he's not going to win.
And then after that, he just went really down.
Yeah. He's done. Is he still in the league?
I believe he's still a backup quarterback somewhere. Okay. But he tested positive for some, you know, some stuff.
A handsome drug?
handsome trick.
He's too handsome. That's fake handsome.
So I believe he's suspended for the first four games anyways.
I mean, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, it's not.
He's kind of doing the team a favor in a way. It's like, all right, well, we don't have to make a decision on Garoppolo, on his mediocrity, you know? He's another one of those guys too. Isn't he from like some small town in Illinois, like Tony Romo? No, Tony Romo was from Wisconsin, but he went to Eastern Illinois, I think.
Well, let me go to the Google.
Go to the Google, and we got to get to the bottom of this. This is bothering me.
So he's now on the Rams, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he's from Arlington Heights.
Oh, Garoppolo.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the other roster cut was Carlson, the kicker that broke some people's hearts last year, is now cut from the Packers.
Okay. Are you happy as a big Packer fan? Are you happy with the cuts they made?
You know, I will say, I think we should have kept Pratt. I think he's pretty good.
Okay.
He was, not pretty good. He's okay.
Right.
But good for a third string.
Pretty good is okay.
And then, you know, Carlson showed that he improved a little bit over this last couple, this last year.
Okay.
And, they cut him. I'm like, maybe, I don't know who they should have kept, to be honest. But now it's Greg Joseph, who used to be a Vikings kicker.
So what's your prediction?
I think Greg's, because I went to a couple of practices and I've seen what Carlson and him kind of competing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they seem pretty similar. So I don't know. I'm hoping Greg definitely has shown that he can do something good in the league.
Give me your standings for the NFC North in week 17 or 18. When it's done.
Well, the Packers are going to be number one, of course.
You think they're going to take over the Lions?
I don't. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think
so Packers, Lions.
I think the Bears and the Lions are going to battle out for second.
Really?
And then the Vikings are just going to be terrible.
Well, it doesn't hurt either that they lost McCarthy. Because well, I guess he was looking good during the preseason.
He was okay.
He's a rookie, though.
Yeah. And now they got Sam Darnold, who, I don't know.
Who sucks.
He sucks.
He's got bad hair. Go get a crew cut, you know?
You know, what some people say, he looks like a Lego character.
I can see that. All right. So we found, this is kind of funny. I heard this clip years ago. It's Lyndon Johnson's birthday today. And what better way to celebrate LBJ, his birthday, posthumously, of course, died many, many years ago, with a clip that I found of LBJ ordering pants. This is our former president. Took over after JFK was assassinated, got out of the race in 1964, did some really cool things while in office, but the Vietnam War eventually was his undoing. He left the race, paving the way for Richard Nixon, I believe, 64, 68. Yeah, Richard Nixon. So here is our, here's LBJ ordering pants. He's on the phone with a man ordering pants and speaking with his Texas drawl and using words that are very LBJ.
Hello? Hello. Now, the pockets, when you sit down in the chair, the knife and your money comes out, so I need it at least another inch in the pockets. Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. They're just like riding a wire fence. These are almost, these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, around under my, back to my bunghole.
All right,
then. So I can let it out there if I need to.
The random burp gets me.
That guy was president. Can you imagine, like, I can't imagine talking to a tailor. Well, first of all, I don't make the kind of money where I can make special requests for my pants. But talking to a guy, that's just so funny. You think, like, your parents don't know the vernacular of modern day. Like, when he said bunghole, I'm like, that word existed back then. You always think it's new. But yeah, all the same stuff. That's hilarious. We also have a clip of, you know, I don't know if this can follow the Johnson clip.
We should have played it before.
I think maybe. So what do we have? We have Melissa McCarthy.
Yep.
And what else?
And the little scream from Home Alone.
Scream from Home Alone. All right, we'll save that. This is Melissa McCarthy. And what is the movie? Life at 40, I think, with Paul Rudd.
This is 40.
This is 40, right. Yes. All right, so it's Paul Rudd, and then the actress is Jenna Apatow's wife. I can't think of her. Hold on, I'm going to Google it. I want to give this a proper introduction. All right, this is 40. It's a Judd Apatow film. Paul Rudd plays the lead. Leslie Mann is Paul Rudd, or is Judd Apatow's wife. It's Paul Rudd in the scene, Leslie Mann, and there's a therapist, and then I think it's a therapist, and then Melissa McCarthy. And she messes up, and she keeps going with this improv blooper. So let's hear that.
Quit slow blinking at me.
I'm sorry.
I would like to rear up and jackknife my legs and kick you both in the jaw with my foot bone. That's what I would love. I wish my foot would go right through your skull. This is what happens when you corner a rat. I will kill you. You corner me, I will chew through you. I'll chew through you. Slow blinking eyes. I will chew off your eyelids. You won't slow blink at me, will you?
Did you drink before you came here?
No, but I'm going to start drinking. I'm going to slit somebody open like a fish and drink their blood. That's what I'm going to drink if we don't start getting to the point here. Probably I'm going to start with Karen Carpenter's head. I'm going to rip her head off, and I'm going to drink her blood. And then I'm going to come back and light you on fire. I'm going to light you all on fire, but I'm going to start with you, Jill. I'm going to torch you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy a pickup truck and a cord of rope, and I'm going to string it around all three of your necks and then drive around town dragging you. That's what I'm going to do.
That's completely uncalled for.
Really, Jill? Do you think it is? Off, Jill. God, everybody hates you. God.
That isn't even nice.
Go suck a big fucking Jill.
How did they just let that keep... Usually somebody messes up, it's cut, you reset. They let her do like a whole scene. And she's funny, but I mean, that's crazy. That's Melissa McCarthy. Craig Knitt, who is in the who was here a little earlier to say hello, said, I'm pretty sure the phrase bunghole became a slur with the invention of the barrel. I don't understand that, Craig. The barrel? Like would be... People on the farm wore a barrel around their midsection. I will defer to you. So Craig's the guy. Craig's the guy in the know. Conrad, look at Craig's tweet on the stream. His message on the stream. I don't understand that. Do you?
I'm pretty sure the phrase bunghole became a slur with the invention of the barrel. Okay. I was thinking that because there's that little like hole in a barrel sometimes.
Craig is, you know, so down, I mean, on my Wisconsinism, because we were talking about this earlier. He says in all caps, a bunghole is how you fill a barrel. Okay, Craig, back off, man. I don't own any barrels. Thank you for clarifying that. Bridget checks in on the stream. Bridget from the 818. Love Bridget's text. She says, wet dog smell. Yuck.
Yes.
That's a bad one. I wouldn't say it's the worst. That's a good one, though, Bridget. Thank you. Thank you for all your texts. These are great. All right, very exciting. Hey, Frank Anderson is coming up next. Our old buddy Frank from Wisconsinology. And we're going to talk about one-hit wonders and bands from Wisconsin and really cool stuff. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Love. I get so lost sometimes.
All right. Oh, on tomorrow night's show, we have legendary, native Wisconsinite, legendary director of the cult classic, The Giant Spider Invasion. Bill Rabane will be here tomorrow night, and actor and co-host of The Maggie Dunn Show, Brian Kelly, will be on the show. Right now, I'm excited. It is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight one of our frequent flyers and the founder of Wisconsinology website. He's a musician, a director, and a showbiz renaissance man, Frank Anderson. Frank, how are you?
Wonderful. It's so exciting to be on your show tonight.
And after,
I'm changing all the strings of my pedal steel guitar. That's 20
oh,
strings.
Nice. I just gave you
Bill Rabane?
Yeah. He's on the show tomorrow night. I just watched
heavily.
Pardon?
What's that? I contributed heavily to the Bill Rabane box set that came out on Aero Films.
Oh, wow.
Huge Blu-ray thing. Yeah.
That is really cool. I just watched The Giant Spider Invasion like about 2 months ago and just loved it. He still lives apparently in northern Wisconsin. It's a great story.
Yes, he does. He's been making films there since the late 60s.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank, I just gave you a very esteemed introduction. And the first question.
Wonderful.
The first question I'm going to ask you is, what is your least favorite smell?
Oh, dear. I am smelling impaired.
Oh, lucky you.
No, really. I mean, before COVID, too. I was there first.
Oh, nice.
I really don't have one. A lot of smells that people hate, I kind of like because it means life. I grew up in the Far East. I grew up in the Philippines. I was born there.
Yeah.
I remember what Hong Kong used to smell like, and to me, that's no big deal, and I kind of liked it.
Very cool. That's the most interesting answer we've gotten tonight by far, but I'm kind of with you. Like, I like when I smell garlic on people, I don't mind that. I love garlic.
Why do people not like garlic?
I have no idea. They're vampires, I guess.
Delicious. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Totally agree with you.
I do have a little tidbit. My grandmother, who was born in the 1800s, always complained about that modern grocery stores did not smell. That there was a different smell when produce was more fresh and canned goods had not yet taken over.
Very interesting.
And she always pointed that out.
Boy, that's really, I like those smells too, that make you like take you back, like even a soap or something to your childhood. It is. I mean,
sure.
It's one of the five senses. It's like one of those things that you're right. Can remind you of life. It's great.
It is life.
It is. Smells are life. Remember that, Conrad, this is turned into a foul stench of a question into a philosophical exposition here. I love it.
I don't know how you can put burnt popcorn as life, but
yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. Frank, we talked about one hit wonders last night and I know that you sent some songs. I wanted to discuss those too, but do you have a favorite aside from the music you sent? That we'll hear in just a bit. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder or a song that, you know, you're just so glad it was made?
Yeah. Sugar, Sugar by the Archies.
Oh, great song.
That's a great song.
I love that song.
I was, you know, of the age then. I was, 12? And all the older guys, and I don't know about the women, but all the older guys hated it. and they tease you mercilessly for liking that song. I love that song. It's a slice. It's got a reggae influence. It's fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a toe-tapper.
It's the most classic piece of Brill-building songwriting that exemplified the era.
Well, and it's just one of those songs when it comes on, there's just certain songs like that that just make you happy. They, you know, lyrics, music, the composition, everything. It's just great. That's a great answer.
Every element, perfect.
Yeah. So, all right. So you haven't been on the show in a while. I'm excited to have you on. And when I told you, when I mentioned One Hit Wonders to you, you sent me some songs, and you did in pure great Frank Anderson fashion. You zeroed in on Wisconsin with the question. And I love it. And I might have mentioned I wanted to talk about Wisconsin bands and some of your favorites. But let's hear. This is one of the songs that Frank sent earlier. I'm sure you'll recognize this. I had no idea where it came from. I only remember it from 16 Candles. But Conrad, let's play The Birthday by the Underground Sunshine. A couple minutes of it.
On the chart right now, if you may. Ladies and gentlemen, again, greet the Underground Sunshine.
So that's a band called Underground Sunshine. Great title, by the way. And that song, I didn't know at the end of the song, the video you sent, Frank, Dick Clark says how John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote it. These guys performed it. But then it also says it's a cover. So did the Beatles do that first?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. Paul McCartney did it like a one man band on the White Album. And
okay.
I believe. And but the Underground Sunshine, produced by Madison DJ Jonathan Little, and featuring Jonathan Little's sister Jane Little on Vox organ, they took it to number 26 on the Billboard charts. And I remember hearing it all the time, and then just like that, goodbye. But the Underground Sunshine was from Montello, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And they had a nice little moment. How many people have a little moment like that? How many? Very few. So, you know, great work, Underground Sunshine.
Absolutely. And it's one of those songs, too, that I, you know, I've heard it in movies. And now that you say that about McCartney, I do remember hearing him sing it. But it's weird to me that doing a cover tune like that got you on Dick Clark.
Well, the song raced up the charts, and Dick Clark did everything based on who's racing up the charts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they had a good manager, Jonathan Little, who I know is a great guy. He's managed many well-known Wisconsin bands. He's a great promoter of Wisconsin artists.
They also had a song that I saw on their Wikipedia page, Jesus is Just All Right, in 1969. The Doobie Brothers had a song called Jesus is Just All Right, but maybe it was With Me. I don't know if it was the same song.
They're all covering The Birds. The Birds came up with that arrangement.
Okay.
And it's a gospel song. They got it from a gospel group. And it's on a Birds album. And it was got a lot of FM play, but very little AM play. And that was the thing back then, you know, to get AM play meant you had a hit. But they were late to that one, a little too late.
Yeah.
A lot of bands jumped on and did exactly like the Doobie Brothers, the Birds version.
My guest is Frank Anderson. We'll have more with Frank. Two more Wisconsin one-hit wonders coming up after award-winning Civic Media News. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Frank Anderson's here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know we
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The charges are the same. The accusations a little narrower. Special counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump in the former president's efforts to undo the 2020 election.
Special counsel Jack Smith filing a new indictment against former President Donald Trump for its efforts to overturn the 2020 election, a direct response to the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. That ruling granting president sweeping immunity for virtually all official acts of the executive branch.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. The first person to breach the Capitol during the January 6th attack has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Michael Sparks entered through a broken window. The CDC says a New Hampshire resident has died from Eastern equine encephalitis, the state's first death of that kind in a decade. The IDF says it's rescued a hostage, an Israeli Arab, after 326 days in captivity. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Xcel Energy crews were spread across western Wisconsin on Tuesday, working to restore power for thousands of customers. According to a press release, Monday night's severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, and high winds caused nearly 9,500 customers to lose power. Officials say the storm caused extensive damage to power lines and knocked down trees before a second round of storms moved in on Tuesday morning, exacerbating the problem. Xcel officials say fully restoring power could take significant time. The Duluth City Council is turning their attention to helping the unhoused population after passing ordinance changes that ban outdoor camping on city property. According to a Northern News Now report, city councilors met with emergency shelter organizers before their meeting on Monday to improve how the city responds to the growing need for emergency shelter service. Shelter officials suggested improvements to things like disaster response, expansion of shelter beds, and creating more affordable housing units in the city. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high low 80s. Currently at 68.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's
house.
A whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You gotta help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Frank Anderson is here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab, a Tuesday night edition. Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin. A couple texts came in. Jim from Appleton says, bad smell, vomit. Yeah, that's definitely up there. Jack from Merrimack says, worst smell? How about the so-called corpse flower? Enough said. I don't know the corpse flower. Frank, you ever hear the corpse flower?
Sure, it smells like a corpse.
Well, I figured, but some corpses might smell good, though. You don't know. It depends how long they've...
Well, I do know. They don't smell very good. But...
You've been around your share of corpses? Something you want to tell us? all right, we're talking Wisconsin one-hit wonders. We segued to Wisconsin, specific one-hit wonders. Frank has vast knowledge of this. Let's go with another one. This is another clip you sent me earlier. Mule Skinner by the Fendermen. This is, let's
Mule
play that.
Mule Skinner Blues.
Oh, is that what it's called? I thought it was just Mule Skinner. Okay. All right, rockabilly duo, the Fendermen. Here we go.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Do you need another Mule Skinner? Down on your new mud run.
I'm kind of torn on that one, Frank, because I really like, I love the guitar. It's a great song, but they, that kind of yodeling thing they do. I don't get that.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yodeling. That's beautiful. And it's so much from where they recorded it. You know, I think I told you before, my aunt Lois Anderson was a accordionist. And so is my cousin, Susie Anderson. And so is my cousin Woody Woodward, a yodeling drummer. There's yodeling down there in southeast Dane County, Wisconsin, which is where the Fendermen lived at the time they recorded this. And it's two guys plugged into one amp, and he's singing straight up into one mic. Amazing sound. Johnny Cash loved them so much, he took them on tour. Neil Young said, that's the song that switched that flipped his switch.
What?
And really made him go rock and roll.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And one of them is from the 715 Niagara, Wisconsin, up in my hood, close to my hood. And the other one is from Stoughton, I guess. So they're like representing different parts of Wisconsin. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But at the time, you know, they're just gigging around Stoughton, Wisconsin. And when that song broke, it broke big. And number five in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so.
Very cool. Those guys are great. And it's so raw. And, you know, no second take. It's one take. To all musicians out there who are listening to you, quit futzing with your recordings. Do it once and move on. That's all. That's great advice.
Yeah, but that sounds, for one recording, or for a one take, they did sound amazing. I mean, that was great sound. 50,
it's
60
fantastic.
Years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Only one microphone in the studio and straight to 2-track tape. There you go.
Gosh, that's fantastic. All right. We've got one more one hit wonder. And this is a great song too. I remember this. This is not as old as the other two. Conrad, let's play a couple minutes of Better Days.
My shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper with a broken mirror
great song. I love. I remember liking that when it came out. That's Citizen King from Milwaukee, and that song made it to number 25. Nice find for tonight, Frank.
And also in so many movies, beginning with Mystery Men in 1999, but since then, constant play in other media.
Yeah.
Really a bigger song than the number 25 lets on. And so interesting. The band was great. I knew half of them. And a member of that band went on to found Danger Bird Records in L.A. And that was he was a player for a while. Huh. And two members of the band, the DJ, Malcolm, and the drummer, DJ, were from Denmark, Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
And DJ, the drummer, went on to play drums in the road band for Peter Buffett's stirring tribal musical spirit, The Seventh Fire. There you go.
That is so, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to these songs earlier, and these guys are from Wisconsin, and at one time, and this fascinates me about the one-hit wonder, more so than bands that had consistent hits in the top 40 or whatever. They were like on top. They mattered and they were relevant in this industry and they were on top of the world and for a short time, but that's a pretty cool thing. But it, what make me sad almost, Frank, is that you had to send two clips of them, like the Fenderman and Underground Sunshine, for me to even know who they were. Like, I've heard the songs, but they're just forgotten by most of the population, and I find that so sad.
It is sad, but rest assured, the Fendermen are still dynamite to a segment of the European record collecting and rock and roll fandom in Europe and in Japan. So Underground Sunshine are forgotten, but they're still great.
Even if you have a hit, you're forgotten. That just seems wrong to me.
What's the old saying? You need at least two hits to play the carnival circuit or the state fair circuit. Not the carnival circuit. That's what I play. But the state fair circuit.
Who are some of the, you just said you played with these guys from Madison.
Yeah.
And you knew half the band of Citizen King.
I know everybody I've talked about so far.
Yeah. And you've played with really amazing people, and I know you've done a ton of work with Butch Vig, and who, but aside from Butch, Butch is great, who have you played with that we haven't heard of that you can talk about tonight and give them some love, if you
the
will?
The Hispanic Boys.
Oh yeah, I remember them, sure.
Famous for taking Sinead O'Connor's place on Saturday Night Live when the show removed her, the Hispanic Boys subbed in.
Milwaukee
band,
right?
I played on one of their albums. I'm all over it like a wet rag. And I did some shows with them in Chicago and the record release in Milwaukee. And I was checking out to see if they had any chart action. They didn't, but they did really well. They're at the top of their game. And for a moment there, like you said earlier, they mattered. And people were talking about them. And there was a buzz.
There was a buzz. One year I was performing at Summerfest in the stand-up tent, which was a miserable venue. I mean, I'm glad they did it, but it was just not a great place like it was for music. And I remember there was just a buzz, and everybody was going to see at one of the stages the Hispanic Boys. And they were kind of a big deal. So are they still touring? Do they still play?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They completely dropped out of the music scene. They were Tom and Ian Spanik, a father and son duo.
Oh.
And Tom Spanik passed away somewhat recently. And Ian is a school superintendent. And he has eschewed show business completely. My favorite new E-word. I don't even know if I pronounced it correctly. I've read it a lot.
It used to be ebullient, so I'm glad you have a new one. That's funny.
that's what happened. And yeah.
And it reminds me of the, you know, how cool is your superintendent or your principal? It's like when Homer Simpson was after the dean, that crusty old dean, and he used to be the bass player for the Pretenders. He's like, come into my office if you're ever stressed out, you know. So we just talked about some pretty big, you know, you're very tied into the music community, very respected musician. When did you get to a point, Frank, where you were like the guy people called? Because I think I've told you in the past, I've seen all these music documentaries or whatever. And it's like, oh, there's Frank. Oh, there's Frank again. Like, you're everywhere. When did that happen for you?
When I was 17, it started.
Really?
I made more money as a musician when I was 17 than I ever did again. Just playing bars in Wisconsin. And word got out, I guess, and I was suddenly playing on albums at age 17 and driving down to Chicago to be on some, you know, not huge hits, but
yeah,
album, you know, things that are available in stores at least and at that time. And yeah, it started there. And then I had a bit of a meltdown at age 21, I think. I threw my pedal steel out of hotel window.
Oh man.
I was three stories up. No, it was funny. It was weird.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, I used to beat it up on stage and throw it up in the air and play it upside down in my younger days. And I was trying to be the Pete Townsend and it worked. Some nights it didn't work. And some nights it was comic and backfired. And, you know, but it was really fun. I got sick of the instrument at age 21 because I'd been playing nonstop from 15 to then and playing nights, insane nights, you know, 200 plus a year. And
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something else, and I dropped it for a while. And then came back again. And when I came back, Butch Vig was my friend. Butch Vig was starting to record bands in Madison, and it was lucky that you know, I coincided with that.
Yeah, but was it the amount of instruments you played, or was it just that you were so good at the ones you did play, or a combination of both? Obviously, you're easy to work with too. I'm sure that helped.
You know, I've played guitar a lot for a lot of artists, regular guitar, not pedal steel, and it's either or. But okay. My main instrument will always be pedal steel, and that's what I do. And it's just that, just one instrument.
Ah, that's pretty. I think you're doing okay.
Although I played accordion on a lot of albums.
All right, we're going to talk about, I want to do some Wisconsinology stuff next. We'll do that, and I want to ask you about the accordion and the accordionist city. We'll do that. Frank Anderson is here tonight from Wisconsinology. We're going to talk about his amazing website, Wisconsinology.com. I encourage
you. Break out your accordion.
Go there and either break out the accordion or go visit that website right now so you can follow along with what we're talking about. We've got more with Frank Anderson coming up on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay, Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history, Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states as this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back. Is that, are they one hit wonder? BTS?
No, I think they have they got a few more songs.
Okay. I got nothing, man. But I don't need anything because Frank Anderson is here. And we have talked music with Frank, One Hit Wonders from Wisconsin. And now we're going to turn our attention to his really cool website, wisconsinology.com. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it yet. Really fun Wisconsin stuff. Frank ties everything that has ever happened in the universe to our state, which is a talent. And a lot of it is true. All of it's true. But that's incredible, Frank.
Well, you know, the entire premise is of Wisconsinology and why I did it is my wife wanted me to stop bringing up Wisconsin facts, basically to just shut up about it. It had to come out somewhere, you know. So it came out in Wisconsinology. And I do, unless I'm on your show, I do my best to hold it in.
You don't bring it up every night at the dinner table?
No, but sometimes I just can't help it.
I don't blame you.
What Wisconsin has that nobody else has, besides the first everything, and I'm not kidding, is our greats are one step above all greats in a chosen field. For instance, you know, architecture, right? Who's the god of architecture? Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright, yeah.
So I do a parlor trick when I talk. I say, any subject, movies, Orson Welles, excuse me, it ends there. Even comedy. Somebody brought up comedy, stand-up comedy, and they knew, because they knew stand-up comedians, I could not name a stand-up comedian who was of, you know, the highest level from Wisconsin. However, I could say two words that'll mean a lot to you.
Yeah.
Mitzi Shore.
Oh, sure. Marinette connection.
Yes, the mother of all modern comedy.
And Pauly Shore. Oh, that's funny.
Who I'm still animating on my stop motion table right now.
Oh, nice.
Last time I talked to you, I started. I should be finished soon.
Let's talk about it, because I want to bring this up. On Wisconsinology, you have a cards section, and you have a card called the Accordionist City, and that is Milwaukee. It says in 1956... Milwaukee is the accordionist city in America, with more players, students, instructors, and instruments than in New York, Chicago, or Cleveland. It was also the year that rock and roll enters the airwaves of mainstream USA. The death of the accordion as a popular instrument is imminent. And here is my issue with the accordion. I love it, but there are times it doesn't. I don't love it when it's played. I feel like it's the Skeet Ulrich of instruments. I can't figure out, like half the people like him, half the people don't. I like it under the right circumstances. Am I crazy?
No, you're okay. Everybody, basically. And, you know, polka music, it had nowhere to go. Accordion music, it had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
There was no taking it to, another level or another area where people innovate. There's none of that. Guitar, little six-string instrument, they keep innovating and sounding, getting new sounds out of it with every decade. Everybody plays it differently. Accordion, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I love the instrument, but you're right.
Same.
And I'm the same way. It's fine on occasion.
Yeah. You can make it sound beautiful, but you can also just misplay it, I think. I don't know if that's the right
word.
It's
not that. It's that it sounds the same all the time.
Yeah.
No matter how many reeds you engage on the button box or the piano accordion, it's still the same.
Right.
And my favorite accordion playing is the more rhythmic kind that came out of, Cajun country, Louisiana down there. Button box playing. I think Mexican polkas are wonderful, and that's all button box. And it's they're filling the polka void in Wisconsin.
That is so cool. I love that you know all this stuff, and thank you for making...
No, it's just that I think about it all the time.
Well, that's someone has to, right? I mean, then you can share it with the rest of
someone's
us.
Someone's got it.
All right, we didn't get to... I had John B. Murphy, I had the Cranberry, and the Dragon Hunter, but we'll have to save that for next time. We'll do the... Hunter's really cool, so we'll do that next time. Franks, thank you so much, as always, for your time. It's so much fun to talk to you, buddy.
And write down horseradish while you're at it.
Oh, okay. Another connection to something cool in Wisconsin.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, buddy. Have a great night. Thanks so much, Frank.
You too.
All right. That's Frank Bye-bye. Anderson. Check out Wisconsinology.com. You can hear his work all over Butch Vig. Anything Butch Vig has done, he's a very accomplished musician and always fun to talk to. Conrad, did we learn anything tonight? It's been a fun show.
Well, I think I found out not to mess with garden snakes.
Yeah, no kidding. And they, what is it called? Venting.
Venting,
right?
Yeah.
It's not just getting a load off. They're actually spitting something.
It sounds so much worse when it's venting.
Yeah, it does sound bad. Here's the other thing. We had a great text tonight, too, by the way, everybody. Thank you so much. We had some great. I don't understand this one on the stream. It says Kelso Lagadow. Is that one of your aunts? Conrad has 18 aunts.
It just means 100.
She's so much fun. It means what?
100 means.
I don't see. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Craig said, I love the box set. He's talking about Bill Rabane. Very well done. Well, we will hear more about Bill Rabane tomorrow because he's going to be on the show. And Craig will be here helping us talk to Bill because he knows Bill and they have an event together. So Craig will be in studio discussing Bill Rabane's career. And we'll talk to Bill himself about his film, The Giant Spider Invasion. And thank you to Asher Brooks for being on the show tonight. Frank Anderson, all your texts and calls. We have new phone lines coming soon, folks. We're going to have multiple phone lines on Nightlight. That is just around the corner, too. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow night for more Nightlight on behalf of Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.